This is Morning Edition. I'm Renee Montaigne. We turn now to what it means back home when soldiers deploy. A conversation with a pair of newlyweds coming up. First, we go to the Army town of Hinesville, Georgia, just outside of Fort Stewart, where the 3rd Infantry Division is based. In the past 3 years, the division has been deployed twice on year-long missions to Iraq. It just returned in January. In this second of two reports, NPR's Kathy Lohr finds these long deployments have been hard on the town as well as the troops.
It's tough when an entire division of 18,000 leaves all at once. The signs of their return are apparent. Yellow ribbons tied to posts, offers of discounts, and billboards all over Hinesville welcoming them home. Part of what people miss is the business.
You've been in 8 years, you said, bud?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been in 8 years, been in six deployments. That's pretty rapid.
Jason Long gives a standard military haircut to a soldier who has patronized the off-post barbershop for years when he's not deployed. The shop is just outside Fort Stewart's front gate. Long had to take a construction job for the year that the troops were in Iraq because there wasn't enough business for the six barbers who usually work here.
We think they should send them in shifts, not send the whole base, you know, maybe send half our troops and then rotate them in and out, get on rotation. We think this is going to be a long haul. Most of the troops think we're not coming out when they change presidents. They think we'll be there a while. So we think we'll be there another 5-6 years. That seems to be their consensus. I mean, we don't know.
It does tickle a little, don't it, buddy? Okay, almost so. There you go. Okay.
Long works on a 3-year-old boy who sits on a wooden booster seat. He's getting a military crop cut. It's a popular style in this town of about 30,000. This is one business that depends heavily on the soldiers. Half its business comes from them. Across town, there's another sigh of relief from Diana Mortensen, who owns Over Coffee, the only coffee shop in town.
It was a tough year on a lot of businesses, especially the ma and pa type, and even some of the corporated businesses, they really had to play it smart as far as, you know, downsizing everything.
Diana and her husband, Scott Mortensen, moved here from Seattle to retire. They started the shop 3 years ago, but Scott says it turned into much more than a business.
We're veterans. We did 8 years in the military and the Army, and we're here to kind of support what's going on within the structure of the military. So, you know, it gave us something important to do with involvement within the military and the structure of the city of Hinesville. It just turned out to be a great place for us to be. We fit here.
During the first deployment, a big screen television was donated so family members could watch news of the war. One of the networks even brought Iraq to the coffee shop through live satellite feeds. During the second deployment, many spouses left and things turned quieter. Sales tax revenue during the past year was down almost 6%. But some here say the larger impact has been emotional. Carly Mulholland whips up a vanilla latte. She's 25 and the Mortensen's daughter, married to a staff sergeant at Fort Stewart.
Those people that do it for the country, you know, I wouldn't. They're definitely braver than most, you know, to sign their life away on a piece of paper and say, anything you call me to do, I'm going to do it, you know, without a choice, and maybe prepared or unprepared, you know, they're willing.
The evidence of their bravery and sacrifice lies in what's known as Warrior's Walk at Fort Stewart. It's a long path of eastern redbud trees. On this warm spring evening, they're full of pink blossoms. Each tree represents a soldier from the 3rd Infantry Division who has died since 2003 when the U.S. invaded Iraq. Carla Hillen is a clinical social worker who counsels soldiers and their families.
You know, their deaths had meaning to a lot of people. It's interesting how some of them have told the other soldiers or their families that, you know, they didn't expect to come back, you know. Kind of had this, you know, premonition kind of thing, and now their deaths affected, you know, so many of their, you know, the other soldiers that they worked with.
Hillen says the community never expected to see the memorial grow so quickly. from a few saplings to what seems like a forest of nearly 300 trees. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.